This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The Caddo Parish School System in Northwest Louisiana announced Monday that the coming school year reopening will be delayed a bit. During a press conference yesterday, School Superintendent Lamar Gorey said the district plans are to push back the start date from August 10th to August 24th. It's all due to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Gorey explained this effort is to get kids back to school safely.
There is no perfect plan. However, we do believe, and we're very excited, that we have a plan that we think will get children back in school, but at the same time make sure that we're maintaining the very safest environment that we possibly can, and that's very important.
Gorey said the models used to allow reopening will be in place for 30 days after the start of school and then reevaluated. Gorey said a recent poll given to parents revealed a concern for student safety while at school. Dr. Martha White, director for Region 7's Office of Public Health, weighed in on those concerns as well as the desire of parents to have their kids attend classes in person.
They need the socialization. They need the in-person teaching. We know that, but we're going to do what we can to keep them the safest and get them that the best education that we feel is possible.
So here are the plans. Kindergarten through fifth grade students will attend using the traditional model, which is for students to receive face-to-face instruction 5 days a week. Middle and high school students will attend using a hybrid model, having students attend on alternate days. Fridays will be all virtual instruction. Students from third grade through 12th grade will be required to wear masks, as will adults, to the maximum extent possible. Temperatures will be taken daily of students and staff. Staggered transition times will be used for changing classes. Caddo schools will provide technology for all those in need. No large assemblies of students will be allowed. Breakfast and lunch will be provided through the district's grab and go system. If parents do not feel comfortable sending their children physically to school, they have the option to enroll in an all virtual instruction model. Well, Texas voters head to the polls today for the July 14th primary runoffs. Governor Greg Abbott delayed Election Day because of the coronavirus pandemic. Austin Public Radio's Becky Fogle looks at some of the key contests.
Texas voters will be choosing nominees for the November general election in more than 30 races, including contests for the U.S. House, the Texas House, and the State Board of Education. People casting ballots in the Democratic primary runoff will be weighing in on two statewide races. That includes which Democratic Senate candidate will face Republican incumbent John Cornyn, Air Force veteran MJ Hagar, or State Senator Royce West of Dallas. They'll also decide whether Krista Castaneda or Roberto Alonso will face Republican James Wright for a seat on the Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates the state's oil and gas industry.
That was Becky Fogle with Austin Public Radio KUT. Today's temperature is going to be very hot. A heat index value could reach 115 degrees. A heat warning will be in effect until 7 p.m., so precautions should be taken. Stay hydrated, keep your pets cool, and check on the elderly. This is Red River Radio News.